Blog Talk Radio.
Right as we speak, I spent the night
here when I was on my way to Virginia inside the duplicate or replica of the tomb that they say Jesus was laid to rest. And there's an angel looking up to the heavens inside this tomb, sister. And it is so peaceful, peaceful. I always bring my broom and broom it out, the cobwebs, and just make it nice. And as I'm brooming, I'm doing abundant affirmation for all of us to have abundance in anything that we are choosing to master in life in a good way.
That's all about.
Sister, as I was inside this place earlier, the tomb, I was talking with you, having a reason with you, and Thomas, I don't know his last name, the owner of Napoleon Davis's TP now, calling in, and I said to you, I said, I bet you anything, that is Thomas. And it was. Because I have other people from Oklahoma there in Muskogee and Taft. But I had a gut feeling it was Thomas. And what he said to me, he said, what exactly, Mama AZ, do you want to do with this TP? And do you need all the land? I said, oh, yes, we need it all, because we are going to do a training, a teaching academy. It's a school. And the ancestors made me aware of this teepee that was built by Napoleon Davis in 2006. I went to Oklahoma to begin research on my family, the Cherokee and Osage Nation on my dad's side. And then things just snowball from there. And I've been talking about this teepee since 06. And now, hopefully, it can be saved. Because I've had a vested interest, as Brother Stephen says, in getting that TP recognition because of how it's put together, sister. If nobody else overstands, I do.
Wait a minute. You said that TP was built in 2006?
No, ma'am. I was made aware of it when the ancestors brought me to Oklahoma to do research on my family, the Paris and the Van family clan. And they are in that neighborhood as well, my people. And it was just shocking that nobody knew about it. And how I found out about it, at one time there was another woman, Joanne Fox, who got my attention at 3 a.m. in the morning. Now it's pitch dark. And I was camping out at this old school in, I can't remember the town, but it's another black township. And she found me. She says, I need to take you somewhere now. Let's go. And this is Joanne Fox again. So I followed her. And she took me as far as she could take me. And she said, you'll find this teepee. You need to know about this. Just like that. Well, I couldn't find it because it was too dark. It was pitch dark at 4 in the morning. You know, and I was roaming around there, and I started to leave, sister, and then something said, wait, until daylight. Well, there were mile markers. My husband is a Payne. His last name is Payne, one of the people that were involved in the lynching of Laura Nelson in Okemo is a Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And it was Payne's, I'm saying this for a reason. That was just like a mile marker or sign that I was in the right place. So I see these signs that says Commissioner Payne, and I'm like, dang, I wonder if he related to my husband as well. So I go down this street, and I stopped and asked this gentleman, this elder, where the teepee was. And the elder's name was Robert, and that's my name, Robert Lee. And he says, it's just right up the trail there. And I said, what? He said, yes, ma'am, it's just right up the trail there. So I go rolling up this trail in 2006 in a Cadillac from Enterprise Rental with piles of wood on top of it for my sacred fire. And there it was. And there were cows in the pasture. And I swear to God, sisters, those cows, they all stood at attention as if to say, what the hell took you so long to find this place? And the rest is history. There's a big rock, like a bed, there. And I laid down to rest and ended up in another dimension, sister. This is a true story there, Napoleon Davis's teepee. Before I knew it, there were three teepees in my vision, three. Behind that teepee, I saw Art's wife, Sister Seven. I saw Sister Sasha Lone. I saw Dr. Lateef's husband. I saw Brother Yusuf, who sells oil. I saw my sister at the time, Sister Sophia. I saw many people there. I even saw the little girl who monitors my Facebook page. I know it's Facebook, but I call it Facebook. Makita, Mayat. I saw all of these people there in 06 in a vision. And mind you, Dr. Lateef's husband had not transferred, okay, to the other side. And they were all having a festival. And Dr. Lateef's husband was speaking with Napoleon Davis in this teepee that Napoleon Davis built. I saw this teepee, sister, in a vision even before Joanne Fox, who was mayor of this black township. It should be up on the contraption. I saw all
and when,
of this.
When did Napoleon Davis build this again?
I'm not sure. The brother Andre says that there's a video of him being interviewed that's up on the YouTube now. He hasn't sent the link, but he was supposed to reach out to Brother L.A. I don't know if he did or not, but there is a video. And all I know is that place is to be a training center of people of higher calling, of higher dimension. A lot of the things are gone from that teepee, okay? But it's obvious to me in a major, major way that Napoleon Davis was being communicated by ETs, our star brothers and sisters. And I know this for a fact. if you look at everything that teepee, how it is constructed, with the little that is left, and it's so damn sad that his children were so illiterate that they did not recognize. They did not recognize the value, the vitalness of this. No matter what that man did to create dissension or whatever, it's extremely sad that our young people, even though they have the knowledges and many of them have been taught, including my own children, they have no freaking clue what is about to unfold. And that
there's a season for everything. That generation was not supposed to be conscious about this. It wasn't the timing. The Most High has timing for everything. And what you're talking about are miracles for our season that we're in today. Those kids were supposed to be exactly where they were, unconscious in their state, so they couldn't do anything then. But this is the time where the universe and the energies are moving to create what you have discovered and the vision to come back alive. So it's okay that though his children and even our children are not conscious. We are the ones we've been waiting for, as the old expression goes. We are the ones, not them. It wasn't meant to be discovered by anyone other than you and the conscious ones of this day, the baby boomers, if you will. We are here to develop what needs to be developed and be the leaders in this movement of consciousness. That's what it's all about. I am in a place visiting a friend right now, and she has just surrounded me with all these beautiful stones and pictures of rocks. And she is in the same generation that we are in. So we are the leaders of this movement of consciousness. And so what you have been experiencing is just the messengers coming to you at this time when it's right. The time is right. So that's why you're seeing all these miracles. And why do you find this TV at this point in the journey? Because it's time. It's time. The universe is revealing all these things to us. And it's okay that our children and his children and all these people didn't get it, because it wasn't there. It wasn't for them to get it, is how I see it. They pick up on the vibrations. And we are the movers and shakers of our generation. And I think even our grandchildren are going to get it. Our grandchildren are going to get it, because we are the grandparents. And our children are the missing, kind of the generation that went to sleep almost. And we are going to wake up. Now our grandchildren are waking up. So they're the enlightened ones. So it's all good. It's all good. We don't have to, concerned about or disappointed about anything, because this is an exciting time for us. We're the Esthers of our day, where we are meant to be the queens and lead the whole kingdom out of darkness and into light. And this is one of those movements. So what I want to ask you is the area around that teepee. Did you feel a sense of the messenger's presence and the area around it, like being prepared for this development?
Oh, yes, sister. Let me tell you, I created a sacred fire, and I was having prayer and asking the guy who owns the building to please come for the universe to send him so that I could eyeball him in person. And I asked Napoleon and the ancestors, what is it that you want me to do? I've done everything that I could possibly do. and what is it that you want to say? And I heard what I've always told you. This is a museum, a cultural center for this planet at this time. And no sooner than I heard that, the horses, I couldn't see how many were there, but the horses spoke back to confirm. I'm not joking, sister, that those horses, I think it was about four. And then something told me to look down, and there was a little scorpion crossing my path at the sacred fire. And the little scorpion just kind of looked, and I said, well, okay, you know, I'm not going to harm you. I feel your energy. And the little scorpion just went on about his business, I think to the east. And so I continued my prayer and gave thanks that I looked down so he wouldn't kind of crawl up my leg and wish him blessings. But every time I asked or even thought something, the horses gave me confirmation by speaking in their language. There were many ancestors down there the other night, sisters, and I felt them. I did. I mean, it was so calm. And Sister Gillette, she says, you're not going to start a fire, are you? Look at all this dry grass. I said, sister, it's all good. And I was asking them to calm her down, you know, just calm her down.
My friend just reminded me that we're going into Scorpio, so that's why the Scorpio. What were you saying?
Oh, we're going into.
This is Deborah. She's my dear friend.
Well, hello.
Greetings, my sister. Greetings. I'm at one of my most favorite spots here.
I know. May you be surrounded in peace and love always.
Oh, sister, I'm sitting in front of this angel who's praying to the Most High in this tomb, and it is so, oh, God, it is so abundantly peaceful, and I give thanks for you and Sister Viata, sister. I give thanks.
Oh, so grateful for that. Thank you so much. You mentioned signs, and, you know, they're all around us. Sometimes people who are not aware, they just go right by. But people like you who are just so full of the wonder of this beautiful existence, you see God's mysteries and love in everything. A Scorpio close to the ground, the Mother Earth who crawls the ground, does an omen, a symbol for you as we move in a new cycle, because the zodiac sign of Scorpio is here on the 22nd of October, 22nd, 23rd. We're going into a new cycle that represents all the characteristics of the Scorpion. The Scorpion is so loves mystery. They make the best detectives in the world. I don't want to take you off from your wonderful subject.
No. This is good. I mean, this is good. I had a council with Brother Kwame the other night concerning this. It was 9:56, I believe, the Scorpion showed up. And no, this is good. It's okay with Sister Viata. It's already good for me because I need to know this.
Oh, that's so wonderful because, you know, the chosen ones are the ones who are presented with the information, with what's to be, what's happening now, and take it in so that you can be a beacon of light to others. And I thank you for being that. And I'm so grateful that Vi made it here, and she has such a wonderful spiritual show, and that she can come into my house of peace. I love rocks and crystals. I'm surrounded by them because they're just wonderful spirits. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to help her in her her show tonight. I've got a candle lit for her, and I've got citrine. I've got fluorite for focus, and I've got celestine for calmness, and I have her favorite that you probably know is amethyst for spirituality. So God is so good. In this world we're in, we're all earth angels. You keep up the good work, my kindred spirit.
You still there?
Oh, she dropped out. My AC dropped out. She's back, though. I hope Mama AZ, you're back. Did you miss half of what
you said? No, ma'am. The phone just cut off. What I need to do is get out of this position that I'm in and get back in the truck. If you can give me a moment and recant, give me about 5 minutes and recant that, would that be okay, please?
Yes, Deborah is going to come back and talk about the Scorpio. We're moving into Scorpio. What does that mean? Because Scorpio on the earth, so she's going to move to another.
Well,
now we've got someone on the line after Deborah just rephrases that. Go ahead, Scorpio. Okay. Well,
I'm going to sign off. I have to sign off for 5 minutes and get out of here because it may drop the call again. So give me 5 minutes and I'll be back. I'm going to another location.
Okay. Well, what I take, my take on Mama seeing that scorpion is another symbol for what's to come. And it's nothing huge, nothing out of this world. It's just a basic message. And it's so obvious as the cycle and the days go, things are speeding up. But we've moved into the zodiac sign of Scorpio. And isn't it amazing how a spiritual person, as she is, noticed the scorpion? That is a tribute to her intense dedication to making people aware of the love and peace that really exist in your life when all chaos is around you. She eludes a new direction of spirituality. Always remember to have a inner peace about you, no matter what else is going on. Scorpio cycle is very intense. You know, scorpions can sting. There will be a lot of challenges, a lot of upsets, the mysteries of life, as they say, some will be revealed in almost tragic ways. But if you're centered and have peace within, no matter what the destruction part of Scorpio represents, just remember the other part is it rises and flies into the air where you're closer to the realm of openness. So Scorpio cycle will bring about a lot of challenges to a lot of people. And it's all for our own growth. And if you know that it's without on the outside of you, and keep the inside of you still and focused, then all there is a new learning growth period for you. I thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's awesome. Thank you, Deborah, because Scorpio, we have someone on the line. Let's see. Okay, who is that? 760. Someone just had their hit number one again. I'm sorry, I was ready to bring another caller on, but your light went out. So if you hit number one again, I'll open your mic. Whoever, I think it was 760, are you there? 760-362, your mic is open. Hold on. 760-362, are you there?
Yeah, it's me, Angel JoJo. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, doing good. I just got on a while ago. I had an important call come through, and I couldn't get back to you. So I don't really know what the program is about, but the little that I did get, it sounds very interesting. Is she still there?
Well, Mama AZ is going, changing her phone. She'll be right back. But we're talking about the messengers and miracles on the journey from Arizona back to Arizona, because what Mama Z has experienced is quite a few messengers showing up to confirm what she's doing. And then recently she found the TP in Oklahoma that was being neglected. And she ran into the owner by chance. And so all these things are developing. And then today, she was talking to the owner of this property that Napoleon Davis built, and she.
Oh yeah, I remember. I called you the other night. We talked about that the other day, yesterday when I called into you.
Yeah. So four horses and one scorpion. We're looking kind of at the symbolism and the significance of having a Scorpio show up on the ground beneath her feet, and then having four horses. In fact, JoJo, weren't you up in Kentucky, or are you still in Kentucky with all those horses?
Oh, I'm still in Kentucky, and I'm still around the horses, but you want to hear the funny thing about it? I'm a scorpion.
Oh, my goodness. What's your birthday?
November 7th.
November 7th. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. I have a son born November 12th. My ex is November 9th. So, yeah, what's your feeling about this season we're in with horses and scorpions? And as my friend ever pointed out.
I think whoever has number 7 in their name in the count of each letter, each, alphabet order. I think that it's very interesting. Like, you have to have 7. Whoever has 7, there's got to be a 7 in the counting of their name and their number of their letters. Like, for instance, I don't know what 7 is, but I know I have 7 across the board with the number of my first and last name. And then my birthday. So if you say Josette, it's 7. Vitale is 6, but then my middle initial is T.
That's a great teacher.
You're a great teacher.
So it's like, and then my birthday is 11-7-43, which 43 is 7. I was born on the 7th. Forget about the 11. I can't figure that out. But I run across the board in 7s, everything that's around me. And I think that has to do a lot with what she's talking about, okay? The scorpion, what, I don't know, there was a reader you had on there a while ago. She's very lovely, nice. I like her.
I like
her testimony. It's wonderful.
She's very spiritual.
The little that I got of her, because I really would have liked to have more, but I came in late.
Yeah, she needs to get out of corporate life and do more of what she just did.
She does.
She's good
she
at.
Really
she's
does.
Good. She's very
that would be great.
Reading numbers and angels and spirits, and she's stuck in corporate life right now. Yes. So I've been telling her
the thing with the scorpio and the four horses. Are you there? Okay, the scorpion with the four horses. Okay, means this. To what I'm picking up, me being in Kentucky, we around the horses, 4, 6, 8, or 10 or whatever, I always had four horses that I had to feed. I went down and always stuck carrots to them. If I got caught, they'd probably shoot me, but I really didn't care. And they would bring sticks to me, like they would fetch and bring sticks. These horses were amazing. There were four of them. And me being with Scorpio and the number to what Mama AZ, what Robert's talking about, is she's going to go through a struggle, which she's going through right now, but it's not really a struggle. We don't struggle with anything on this planet. We just have to continue and realize there's nothing, there's no finishing. The word finish, you didn't finish this, you didn't finish college, you didn't finish doing that. There's no such thing as finishing. What we are a link to the chain of events that God has given us. So what Robert's going through right now, and stopping and looking at the Scorpio, and looking at, she has a message that she's incorporating within herself to take elsewhere, to drop it to other people. Kind of like, you know, dropping the seed, planting the seed. She's got to pick that up to go plant the seed with other people. That's all about it. I mean, she's definitely like, you know, she's like, you know, a seed pouch. And she does develop and she does create and collect all of these different seedlings, but she's got to know enough to not make it so to her in her own personal, you know, life. She's just collecting seeds. And as she goes along and she takes this journey with her, at times she's going to have to go and see some situation with somebody that she's going to have the seeds dropped. And then she'll leave. And she'll go on to the next, and to the next, and to the next. We never finish. Nothing is her traveling back and forth, she never finishes. And a lot of people say, oh, she's a vagabond. She's out doing her thing. She has a free spirit. Blah, blah, whatever. And that's what she is. Because there's no finishing to her life. She just keeps going and going. And chain of events that she creates, that she discovers, or she drops seeds to. That's only links to the chain of events that God is giving her to do. And that's about it. She could go to Phoenix and come back out and go to Phoenix back and forth and back and forth. And every time that she goes back, the path that she is creating for herself, she is getting used to it, and she's becoming very aware of it. It's familiarization. So every time she comes back, she always stops someplace and she finds a greater thing. And she'll always fill up with it, because by the time she gets back to her destination, it'll be empty. The patch will be empty because she has to refill it. But as she's going across, she's emptying out those seeds and planting them as she goes. And that's why she's supposed to be going back and forth. That's what I did for the 9 years. Went back and forth and back and forth. And I really realized that that's where I was supposed to be. And you notice it's from California to New York, back to California 9 times. So I had a path that I made for myself. It's like you. You have a path that you know what to do. You deal with the people. You have clients. You go back and forth, back and forth. And we always seem, God always seems to keep us in with familiarity to where we go, where we travel, or where we have to go to be wanderers or free spirits, whatever it may be. And we're the only ones that really know that formalization, that there's no such thing as finishing. We know that. And we're learning that. I'm learning it. And I'm hoping I'm only passing it on to have everybody on this blog realize that they can go and do what they want to do through the direction that God gives them to go through. And now they know where their placement is, and now they know where they belong. Doesn't have to be in a house. Doesn't have to be in an office. Doesn't have to. That's not freedom. That's going in and doing for somebody else and working for them and not getting anything back for their own ventures, you know, and their own spirits and availability to be free. I mean, I like my apartment. I love it. I'm so glad I'm finally settled in. Because of my illness, it just makes it impossible for traveling anymore. I park my van out front. I go to the store and come back. That's my traveling. And the transition was tremendously hard for me. Tremendously hard for me. But God said, it's time for you to rest. You've given for all the 65 years. You've given out there. Now it's time for you to rest. You want to go home. You want to go up and be, you know, with me. You have to rest and clean yourself out. I can't lift you with the anger you have within yourself. For all that I've seen out there this past year. It's ludicrous. It's terrible, terrible. But I planted the seeds and my patch is empty. My pouch is empty. And now I said, I'm done. I plant seeds within myself So when Robert gets done with her journeys, which I don't know when it'll be, it could be for the next 5 years, 6 years, don't ever feel displaced because you're supposed to be out there to plant the seeds. And if you notice, you always go from the same destinations, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's where you're supposed to be, collectively. And it's funny, but what happens is that when you stop to see the scorpion with the four horses, okay, that was something you had pulling for yourself, not to do anything for you in self-satisfaction, but to be able to go and drop it somewhere else in your journey. And that's what I think, maybe that's what it is. And you know, so haven't you made up your mind? You go back and forth, you don't finish your trip. Where are you going now? Ba, 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 ba. That's not what it's supposed to be. That's not the plan. You just got to keep going until when you get tired and God feels you've done enough, then he'll plant you to where you belong. So you can't be confused on what you're doing and how you're doing. I mean, this is what I've done. I just don't plan anymore. I get up in the morning and he tells me what to do. I mean, I am just waking up, coming out of my deep dream state, and he tells me what to do. And it works. Every day it works out.
Okay.
Like now, where am I going to go and get the funding for these books? He leads me today. I never went to a Cracker Barrel. Could care less. Went twice in my life. I said, okay, I got a little extra money. I'm going to go up and have a breakfast at Cracker. I'm looking around. I'll go to Cracker Barrel. So I go in. I'm looking around. And I came up with this really cute book. And I'm realizing, hey, maybe they do vending here. Look at all this stuff. You go into the front lobby. So I go up to the manager. And this is what he says to me. He says, well, yeah, you could vend here. He said, but in order to go and have the contract, okay, to midget, you have got to go and you have to supply 600 stores. 600 stores. I got on the phone and I called the corporation in Tennessee. And they said, we're not really accepting any vending until after the holidays. I said, fine, I'll be prepared for you by then. Now, if that's where he wants me to go, Random House, hey, every big, big publishing company will pick me up by the snap of the flea that bites the back tail of a dog. And I know between me and God, this is where he'll want me to be if I'm to be there. So I got on it. I looked into it. I went to Hay House. And forget Random is you have to go and get an agent to call in to go and set up an appointment. So, but if I ever get into something like this, can you imagine that? Would I be able to put out there in a group, in one fistful, not you know, tinkering along and doing a little bit sporadically. It's one great big chunk. So to put 600,
well,
supply of 600 books.
Yeah, it's not impossible. It's not impossible, but.
No. You know what, Doc? I feel very comfortable about it. I don't feel afraid of it. I don't feel doubtful about it. And this is probably with you. My five books right now are finished. Illustration finished. They just got to be put together by the publisher. They're finished. They're done. I have 12 more that I have on the side that I'm not touching. They're not going to get those until later on if they want more. You know, the warranty of wanting to have the popularity of the book that for selling on the market. Then I'll go in it. But then it's going to be my control. But they're going to get everything. See. This camp situation, it's dwindling out. The man's too busy. I don't have time. It's 3.5 months that I've been waiting for this guy. Two meetings. He's still on. And you know what? He's too busy, and I got to move on. But they got me here in my home. See the link? They got me here in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that I should do. And now he said, okay. I keep going to Harley Davidson. I say, maybe Harley Davidson. No. And here comes Cracker Barrel, you see. So I'm going to work on that. And I don't feel afraid of it. I don't feel in doubt because I know this is where, if he wants me there, I'm going to be there. I'm going to drop seeds in that corporation, you see. I'm going to drop seeds because for the line of books we're going to be putting out to have it set up in each lobby of 600 Cracker Barrel branches, then I can go home. Then I'm tired. Then I'm in my quota and I can go home. Like that, that's where it goes. I'm going to go home. I don't want to have anything with paper. I don't want business on it, Doc. I don't want to do the business. All I want to do is write. And if my writing is successful as I feel it is, that God gave me the words, that's all I want to do. I just want to write. I don't want this business stuff. I don't want to go out there.
You're definitely doing what you have been brought here to do. And I've got Mom AZ back on the line. So,
hi, sweetie.
So thank you.
Hey, JoJo, thank you for chiming in. I hope you didn't do the Scorpio thing yet, sister, because I just got resettled.
Oh, good. Did you just come in right now?
I was here earlier. However, the phone kept dropping, and so I moved and got back. I moved out of Jesus's tomb. They have a replica in Groome, Texas, JoJo, with this big
giant
cross.
Did you hear what I was just talking to Doc about?
I think some of it I did, not all of it.
Good.
Yes, and some of it I did. But I'm most interested right now in her completing this knowledge about the scorpion, because it was a female scorpion at that, because the scorpion wasn't very aggressive. It just kind of like acknowledged the sacred fire and went on to the east. And so I'm kind of curious, sister, what else? I'm listening.
I
think you were talking about Deborah. Were you talking about JoJo or Deborah?
Deborah.
Well, let me just share what Deborah was just telling me, that the scorpion is a water element. Water element here.
Right, which is definitely feminine and intuitive and insightful. In a way, it's like a natural understanding of the cosmic scheme of things when you have a water element around you. So, I don't know, you're on a path that is psyching your intuition for understanding, and all the symbolism around you is helping you with developing that awareness, being more in tune. Am I still on?
Well, you know, I'm Cancer. I'm water as well, sister, and you are so on it. Last night at that fire. No, I'm not joking, sister. No, it was the night before last, because we slept at the Walmart in the parking lot last night. So it was the night before. I'm telling you, sister. And being there at Napoleon Davis's teepee, and the way that he has that building position and the artifacts that he has on it, I'm telling you, and thank you for sharing more insight and the time that it showed up. It said the angels are with you with this change, this new change, and monetarily you're not to just freak out. You have been provided for, you know, and to the point that I had to call Angel JoJo and tell her that I've been going over some of the information that she gave me a long time ago about part of my journey. And now here you come, sister, with some very powerful additional information. And I'm like, okay, now. All right. That makes sense. Give thanks.
Oh, so grateful to hear
but I'll
that.
Be quiet. I'll be quiet. I'll listen. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No. I'm a novice.
Robert, did you hear what I talked about, Robert? Did you catch what
no,
I was
ma'am.
Saying before? About nothing is finished here on this planet. There's no finishing. There's no finishing here on this planet. And that's what your journey is all. You're just a link to the chain of events. Scorpio and the four horses, you collect. They're not mainly for you. There's nothing to do with you personally. You put them, it's like their seeds, and you put them in the pouch, and you go along your journey. And those seeds are the meaning of why the Scorpio's there, and the meaning why the Scorpion's there, female or whatever, and the meaning what the four horses are there for, have got to go and be intended to give somebody else along your journey, you see. And so now maybe the Scorpio means me, that you called me and told me to come into this, because I am to be Scorpio. And I happen to be a female, so maybe, and I'm here in Kentucky, next to all the horse farms with the beautiful horses. And so maybe I'm supposed to, right. So Carol or Debbie, is it Debbie?
Debbie. Well, I like to go by Deb.
Maybe that's what you're here.
Yes. Now, I have a Pisces moon. I'm full of water, too. So
I got Pisces moon, too. I'm Pisces moon and Sagittarius.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. You, I have to tell you about yourself. You, all of us are so amazing. But, you know, I wanted to just point out what I feel about horses. Horses are the most intuitive animals. You cannot fool a horse. A horse picks up on your energy field. A horse will know a good person from a bad.
You're
just
absolutely right,
body.
Debbie.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
And horses and Scorpios are one of the most feeling, the water element, all intuitively, just a vibration that picks up on things without even the least of effort.
Debbie, can you? I just want to intervene. I want to ask you this. What you're saying to me is that the horse and the scorpion, I'm scorpion, and I'm with the horses in Kentucky, right?
Right, that's right.
What you say? Well, so what you're saying is that there is some sort of connection and communication between me, being a scorpion, and the horse.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You are 150% right. I am so glad. See, this is me. This is what you were picking up, Robert. We saw the horses and the female scorpion. This is me. It's me. That we're talking. Mm-hmm. It's me. You're dropping the seed with me with Debbie and Doc and you. Because now, $7 million horses that are going racing out there, you know, at the park, Kentucky Horse Park that they have out there. I was there for 2 months camping out when I came in after going through 12,000 miles. 1 year traveling, Debbie. And this is where I was. I didn't even know what I was even doing there. I just pulled in and there I was in the campground. And I went down to visit the horses. And I'm going to tell you something. They have jumpers down there. They have Arabian, whatever. From all over the world, these people come with their horses. Now, the first horse that I saw, they were exercising this horse, which means they stand in the middle of the ring and they have the tie out and they run the horse around in circles to exercise it. I wasn't even supposed to be there, so I peeked underneath the corral post. And this horse came around, and as busy as it was, and it was so, it was so concentrated to everything, it looked at me through the fence, and our eyes met. And it was such a powerful feeling. And then it went on, and it came back again, and it just looked. And this, I mean, you're talking about a $4 million horse. It didn't matter the price tag. This sucker was right. He was hooked into me. And every time I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to give you, it's me and the horses. And what you're talking about, and everything that you're talking about in your readings, and your wonderful conceptions of what you do with giving the message. It believe it or not, has been pertaining to me. I only wish I could on at 8 o'clock because I didn't hear all of it. What I heard, I was like, wow, Phil. I said, this woman knows exactly everything. But you know, it's all good. It's all good. Well, you're telling me, the stings have been there, the anger's been there. But when I get around these horses, whenever I had a hard time, I go right to the horses. And I would go down and I pet the horses. I'd bring apples. Yeah. They would kill me if I ever fed these big horses. I bought carrots and apples. And they have two Clydesdales that are in the middle of the pasture, way off. And I'm like an idiot, standing up on the fence with slices of apples. And I'm saying, come on, come get your apples. Come on, come get your apples. And I'm going to say, who the frick is that woman over there? They were going to come down and get, these are like 5,000-pound horses. And she was like so beautiful. Really, and finally I got a hold of one. I gave him a whole apple. A full apple. I said, oh, you're going to get the whole apple. You get this baby. And it ate it, and it looked at me and said, thanks. Thanks, and it walked away. So what you're saying, and I'll let you get back, but I just have to tell you. Now I know what you're here for.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel so blessed. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's a confirmation for me because I bought a tiny house. When the tiny house was moved, it was put on property with two horses. The house is now being blessed with two horses, my house, that I'm going to move in March.
Really?
When I first got there, I'm talking to the owner of the property, and these two horses came right over to me, and they're sniffing me. And going in, looking at their faces. I'm like, what's with these horses? What are they doing? So this is really interesting that the horse energy is with us and telling us, speaking to us about so many things. So many things.
You know, Doc, they see your light. They see the light. When you go in front of a horse's face, he sees nothing but 10% of just fog, he's a blur. This is why they jump back when you go to touch them. But you're so bright with your light and what you do, they have to come up and they have to share it with you. And they heal you. Whenever you have a bad time, you go out to those horses and you just sit with them and they will heal you right off. Just like Debbie said, the most healing factor in all of the stretch of animals are the horses.
Check this out, though. The couple that's renting my tiny house, he's in the military. He was in the Air Force and spent I don't know how many years in the military. Well, they were supposed to be moving to Arizona to continue whatever his military. They changed their mind. They love these horses so much. I think these horses are helping him heal from the battle, from the war-mindedness. And so I feel like I've been kind of a leader, leading them to this healing place where the horses can bring. And the man has fallen in love with these horses that he wants to stay right there. So they're building a tiny house. When their tiny house is done, they want to stay right there with the horses.
Great. Oh, my God, that is wonderful. You dropped a seed. Is that what we're talking about, Doc? You dropped a seed.
Yeah.
You planted a seed.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Go.
The seed planting.
The seed planting.
Oh, my goodness. The three of us and more and more, we're just planting seeds. And we have to keep our joy. Mama AZ, we cannot get discouraged.
Yeah.
We cannot get disappointed about what others are doing or haven't done. It's the Most High leading and directing each one of us. And as we stay conscious, as we stay focused, then the joy will keep continue to help us rise up, be healed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know what, Sister Viata? You're 100, you're 250 degrees to the right side, and you are correct, because what are the odds of you being on the other line and Thomas calling me about that TP on the other line?
Yeah,
I know.
And saying like, well, what do you want to do with this? And I said, please, we're going to turn it into a school. Go up on contraption, your computer, and find out as much as you can about Napoleon Davis, you know,
And he said, okay. I says, do you know where I am? He says, no. I says, I'm in Groom, Texas, at the Big Cross in prayer about this. He says, oh? And I heard this voice says, you know, and that's why I call Angel JoJo, because of something she said to me a long time ago. You're to teach. You're to plant those seeds, and no matter what, you know, this is a new day. And you're right, Sister Viata. No one should be allowed to take your joy. And at this time in my life, I'm learning that. I am. And I give thanks for you and all the beautiful ones that have assisted me on this journey.
Well, let me bless you all with this reading. My friend Debbie just pulled out one of her many, many sources of knowledge on Animals Speak, The Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creatures Great and Small by Ted Andrews, about the horse. The horse is the keynote is travel, power, and freedom. Mm-hmm. It's a cycle of power year round. The horse is rich in lore and mythology. An entire book could be written on the significance of the horse alone, for no one single animal has contributed more to the spread of civilization than the horse. Think about how these pioneers traveled across from the east to the west with horses. It has been associated with both burial rites and birth, with individuals riding into and out of the world upon it. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So much symbolism.
Wow. That is strong.
I have a question. I have a question.
Can it go on? Go ahead.
I was at Love earlier today, and this truck pulled up. And it said Badger. And I didn't think of the time. I didn't think to make a note of the time. What does it say about Badger in there? And
Badger?
I've been singing Raccoon.
Badgering? Badgering?
No, Badger. What does it say in Animal Speak about Badger, sister? Since you have Animal Speak. Yeah, can you read Badger and Raccoon, please?
Okay, we're getting to the B-A-D-G-E-R, you mean?
Badger, B-A-D-G-E-R.
Yeah.
Badger.
Okay,
badger.
Okay, the badger, power of the badger. Badger's keynote, bold self-expression, reliance, keeper of stories. Cycle of power, late spring. Let's see here. One energy of the badger is it has a muscular, powerful build. Let's see. Jaws are extremely strong, which represents the powers, the symbols of powerful expression, their jaws.
Yeah, the badger. Is it? Badger, remember people used to say, you're badgering me? Like you're angry, you know, like you're abusing me, you're badgering me. Would that be the word, maybe? I don't know.
Well,
badgering.
No, we don't look at the negative. We're only going to get the positive from our spiritual animal.
Right.
And in itself, the badger is symbolic of a opening, keeper of much light and knowledge of other animals and the earth. Remember, he's low to the ground. He's all
over
the earth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right, yeah.
He's a remarkable digger. When we're researching, Scorpios are the best detectives when it comes to wanting to do research and having tenacity, not giving up. You might fall a few times, but you come right back. That badger is tenacious like that.
What about raccoons? Did you...
What you're telling me then is what Sister Viata says, don't let one steal my joy. Don't give up. Keep going. And just as Thomas showed up, I just knew that he would show up. I just knew it. So and then he had Brother L.A. call during that time. Oh, well, he showed up when we were on the show. So that was a sign, you know.
Well,
that,
it says here, okay, that whenever Badger shows up, there will be opportunities to develop your self-expression and reliance. Yes. It speaks of a time. Tell a new story about yourself, your experiences, sharing about life. That's what we're doing.
Well, what does, thank you, sister. I've seen what, three raccoons.
Okay.
I know for sure that were raccoons on the way travel. Well, what does it say about the raccoons?
Well, let's see. Okay. And when you mention raccoon, we should also study the bear. But let's get to raccoon. All righty. Okay, keynote, the raccoon, dexterity, and disguise. You know, that mask that they have. Raccoons are fascinating animals. Okay, let's get to the spirituality here. Let's see. Their paws are extremely dexterous. They're adept at opening things. They've got a little comment here on latches and doorknobs. Get into anything. And have a reputation for thievery. Let's see here.
When I was park host at Pettigrew, you know, I couldn't leave. They know how to open up. You would they couldn't get in big containers of like peanuts. Had the screw on top. They know how to unscrew that top. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe those raccoons unscrewed that doggone top on my peanuts and then walked on my table with their paws to let me know that they did it.
And they have no fear. They have no fear. Now, you know, the individuals who are thieves and burglars, they have raccoon medicine, even though it's not being used positively. To use raccoon magic positively, we know that they're extremely curious, and they love to explore nocturnal excursions. They are likened to a mini-adventure. The magic of a raccoon is an expert at disguise and secrecy, knowing how to wear your mask. It's a lesson in that we're here to learn, to teach, to share, to love, but you have to be careful with your knowledge sometimes. Coon will teach you to be cautious when needed. I think it went out.
Wow.
I'm still here.
That's a good reading on raccoons. That's a really good reading. I always wonder what that's so good. I always wondered. Because I bumped into a lot of them coming across, you know, and traveling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the meaning.
Yeah.
We are certainly learning more about. So raccoons can help us to change what we are to what we want to be.
That's very significant.
Transformation.
I love that.
One of the animal spirits for transformation.
Yes.
You know, your snakes are another, but raccoon is another element, tool for transformation.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Mama.
Transformation.
Spiritual number of three. Was that our number seven who experienced that? The three.
Yeah.
Was that?
Who was that?
Seven.
Experienced
seven, raccoons. The three raccoons. Mama AZ, you said three
it's
raccoons.
It's me, and I am. How did you know I was the seven?
She just said that. Came out of her spirit.
Yeah. Who's whoa, number seven? Buddy. That's
seven?
My life
seven? Path.
Whoa.
Debbie, who's seven? Who's seven? Is that Robert? Seven?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a seven. That's my life, Angel JoJo. Yes. Whoa.
You're kidding
buddy.
Me. Seven?
My life what? Path is a seven.
Oh, I'm telling you, Robert, I was saying earlier, I don't think you were on the air when I was telling Doc about, and Debbie, I don't know if she was in or not, about number seven with me. I'm number seven.
Yes.
Seven is my number two because I have seven letters in both my first and last name. And then I was born 11-7-43, which is 4 and 3 is 7. I'm across the board with 7. So maybe you have the same thing. 7 is mine.
Well, when you add up all of my earth time, everything, my earth arrival, the month, the year, it adds up to 7.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is heavy duty stuff. What about you, Doc?
No wonder.
What about you, Debbie?
No
what's yours?
Debbie, what's your number?
I'm number 8.
She's an 8.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a true.
Cool. Oh, you're an 8. Oh, 8, 8. Oh, yeah, they abundance, man. Oh, the
what
eagle.
About Doc? What are you, Doc?
Me?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I think I'm an 8, but I have to look at my chart. Debbie will do
numerology,
my chart.
Numerology,
yeah.
Oh, and just add your numbers, sister. Just your earth, the date, the year. And that will give you your life path.
Oh,
so
right,
is
okay.
It.
My birthday.
Right. And your month.
Okay, so that's a 6.
Your month.
Okay, I'm a 7. I'm a
you're
7.
A 7.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wait, whoa. Sister Beata. Wait a minute. Add them numbers again. Wait a minute. You're a
3-12-55
is my birthday.
That adds up to
8,
7.
12, 8,
3,
3-12.
3-12.
I can't add it up. My brain is tired. But if you add up 7-1-5-1952, that's my time. And Sister Beata, you're a 7 too?
You're a 7.
A 7 or 8. If you add
3 7s and 1 8, that's wow. We got a 3 7s and 1 8. Boy, is that powerful. Wow.
Yeah, all this
powerful
energy here.
Ooh. No wonder Sister Beata wake me up. Oh wow.
We have reason to celebrate tonight. Mom, where are you going to Texas, Gloom, Texas?
Well, Sister Gilletta said, ain't no need of us going to Amarillo to the sleep in the Walmart. Let's stay right here at the Cross and the Angel, you know, Gloom, Texas. You can go up on that contraption, and you can read all about this angel here and the big giant cross.
That's
and they have a replica of Jesus's tomb, and crosses are all over the place. Just go up and read Gloom, Texas, and push in cross, the cross, and you'll see all of it.
Wow.
And that's Gloom spelled G-R-O-O-M?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where you have to be then. You have to be there to be there. That's where you have to be. You need a rest. You do a lot of planting of seeds you've done this past year, Robert. So when you have availability, when you have availability like that,
just plant, just stay right here and sleep right here, and then we'll go in the morning.
That's it. And do it.
Because mm-hmm.
that's where he wants you to be, and see you have to collectively regain your count of seeds to put in your pouch, because you're going to continue going out there in your ventures and dropping seeds in other people's lives, and that's what's so great about it. Angels do that. They pull you aside, and you won't have anybody around you when you do connect with an angel. Everybody disappears. You end up being all alone. It's amazing. It's happened to me way over about 30-some-odd times coming across the country. Every time I would be in touch with an angel in human form, everybody disappears around you. And then when you help them to discover that they are an angel, they cry. Every one of them cries. It's amazing. You really get it. They go, well, you know, my mother said I was an angel. I said, no, honey, you're not. Not your mother. My mother says this. You are one. And I have to say, look at me. Keep your place. And all of a sudden they connect. They start crying. Am I really? I knew I was. Oh my God, what life is so good. I gotta go, guys, because I still have to do some work. I love you. Thank you for inviting me. Debbie, are you going to be there next week too? Debbie, you're going to be in next week?
I would love to.
Well, yes, we'll have to get her to call in next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do a little research on
what
we need to know.
Yes. You got her all pumped up and excited now. She's in her passion. Which we need to stay in there, corporate America.
Well, Joe, you rest well, my angel, and thank you
too,
for
honey.
Dining in.
Doc, talk you too. Take a rest. Take a rest.
Yes,
we have a lot of horses.
Yeah, I'm right now.
You ladies are such a blessing. This is the first day of my vacation. I will be in Chicago for a whole week resting and enjoying my friends and family. So thank you for starting off my vacation on a great note. And hallelujah. We'll be
praying. Doc, did you go to Costa Rica?
No, that's on the November 7th.
Oh, November 7th.
Yeah.
That's my happy
this
birthday
Sunday,
gift to you, then.
You got to tune in this Sunday. I have a very special guest, a young man who went from prison to yoga to veganism. He's an amazing individual. I'm going to have him on Sunday. So I'll send out a text to remind everybody, but we're going to learn a lot on what transformation really is. When you've been in that hellhole in prison, you come out and see everything differently, where you become a vegan and you start ministering to the juveniles in a way that you're teaching them yoga. It's like, what? Are you serious? So join us on Sunday at 8:00 p.m., and I'll send out a notice. But I love you all. Thank you so much.
Love us.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I'm happy African music.
Here we go.
It's like the E on the beat.
Oi, this one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta eh. Make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta eh. Make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. This one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya. Next is in manya manya. This is for people with chalacha. Hey. People with kalaka. Hey. Yeah, nandi walanya. Hey. Nandi kalanya. It go make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It go make you feel nice. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania. Togo, Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah. Everybody ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, eh. Make it dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Mwane sara sara le, o sara sara le. Make it dance, yeah, 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 yeah. O sara sara le, mama Africa, sara sara le. Make it dance, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oy, this one na die, yo. If you dance up easy, make you no fight, oh. Oy. Go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and play for your motto. Oh, hey, hey. This one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This this is for people with chalacha. Hey, people with kalaka. Hey, and Nandi Walanya. Hey, Nandi Kalanya. It go make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It go make